Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast with your host, Christian Burt. Today is April 29th, 2018, and this is episode 3. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today. Before we jump into the episode, I wanted to take a moment and explain what you're about to hear. A few weeks ago, we received the news that our home-based local yarn store would be closing. Our plan was to record a few episodes from there, and with this recent news, we figured we better at least record one episode on location while we have the chance. So in this episode, you'll be hearing our previously recorded session from the yarn store on Friday, April 20th. I apologize in advance on the sound quality. You will hear some conversations and noises in the background and the occasional fellow crafter chiming in on our conversation. At times, we had to stop recording and wait a bit and start recording again, so some of our conversation feels a bit abrupt and disjointed. We've put some transition bumper music in those spots. We were a little worried that we might not have enough content for an episode, so we also recorded our conversation from our car ride on Saturday, April 21st, while Christy and I drove around for the inaugural National Local Yarn Store Day. We talk about the few shops we hit and other random topics while traveling in the car. Again, we apologize for the audio quality. You will hear background, road, and engine noises. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to another episode in a couple of weeks.
Guess how much of that we did not get?
Any of it? Oh, man.
So what you drinking?
So I'm drinking some tea from Adagio's Teas. It's from a fan created set, about My Little Pony. There's one for each of the main six, and I'm drinking the one that's named for Rarity, which I haven't tasted yet, but it smells delicious, but it's still a little hot.
So. Sounds delicious. I am drinking my Hawaiian Earl Grey, from Tea Lyra. And it has luxury black tea leaves, bergamot oil, coconut, and pineapple. It's got a nice little twist to it. So, and they're on Amazon, but you can also go straight to their website, which I like a little better because you can see like the, it'll tell you how bold the caffeine is in it. And you can just see the picture. There's so many to choose from, like hundreds. It is so hard to narrow down and you're like, okay, I want them all. So we didn't talk about the weather on our lovely blizzard in Minnesota.
Yeah, last weekend was interesting. I was pretty much prepared that I didn't have anything I needed to do. So I just kind of made sure I had enough groceries to get through the weekend. And
why do you need the keys again?
Because we put the stuff in the car, but then we didn't. The house keys in the car.
But we did eat McDonald's.
It's my children for you.
They're having fun.
Yes, they are. Love you. I'm just going to leave it here, really.
If we had known you were going to McDonald's.
Right.
Man.
So you basically just hunkered down.
I did. I made sure I had enough food to get through the weekend and kind of stayed in and...
And I
got a lot of knitting done.
Blissfully tried to be unaware and still go on my trip to Sioux Falls, which was good, but I should have left early. I should have left Friday night because Saturday was a waste being stuck in the hotel all day.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping as the week was going on that I'm like, okay, maybe it won't be so bad. You know, they're wrong from time to time. Maybe we'll be able to do something.
Yeah.
No. Not at all. I mean, the wind was crazy over there. Just straight across. Yeah, it was insane. So what are you working on now?
Right now I'm working on Easy, which I was working on a couple of weeks ago. Martina Baim. But I've been also working on a scarf called the Secret Beach Diagonal Scarf that I started working on some time ago and kind of pulled out to get back to working on because it's a cotton yarn that it'd be nice to have that for spring and summer. Of course, I thought that last year. But yeah, and I've been finishing up a couple of things. I finished, what was that thing called? Oh, the In the Meantime cowl that was from a kit I bought at Shepherd's Harvest that I want to talk about sometime. A couple of years ago that I started knitting in December, kind of set aside because I don't know. I get easily get distracted from one project to the next. And I was looking for some needles.
And by your surroundings.
Yes. Yes, also true. I was looking for some needles, and so I was going through my different project bags, and I came across this cowl and thought, you know, I'm not going anywhere this weekend. I can finish this cowl. And right. I did. So, and it's one that doesn't really need to be blocked, so it's done. And I got to wear it one day this week because it was still cold. So it's a worsted weight cowl that is just lovely for wearing in the winter. And I worked on, well, I finished the Two Harbors poncho that I started knitting quite some time ago. And all I had left was the collar, but it got an annoying spinning the poncho around to knit the tiny little collar at the top. So I kind of put it in timeout, but I pulled that out and I did those last seven rounds of the collar.
I love that you put them in timeout.
Right.
Bad yarn.
Sometimes by accident and sometimes on purpose. So I got that done. So now I just need to weave in a bunch of ends and block it, and then I can wear it. That might be nice to have this spring too. Mm-hmm. It's also a worsted weight yarn out of Blue Sky Fibers Extra, which is delicious. And I took out... I found the needles that I was looking for attached to the Dolce Baby Blanket by Melissa Leitman that I started about a year ago when it was released in Clues. And I got all the way to Clue 6, but it was the end of May and it was getting too hot in my house to work on a big baby blanket that was sitting on my lap. So I kind of put that in timeout, but I wanted the needles. So I started working on that and decided that I'm going to do the Clue 7. That was just the only clue that I hadn't done yet at all, is just the edging, and it's a edging that you knit and sew on. And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to do a crochet edging instead. So I just need to decide. Yeah, I have to decide. I mean, the knit edging is beautiful, but I would never get the sewing done because I just don't enjoy doing that kind of stuff. So,
well, that's your own spin on it now.
Right, exactly. So, but it'll be nice to have that done. I don't know where I'm going to block that because that thing is huge.
Right.
But yeah, I've been kind of working on some old projects before I maybe start diving into knitting some of those shop hop projects that we recently acquired.
I couldn't wait. That's what I'm working on right now, is the Doctor Who cowl, or the Doctor Who Zan cowl. The colors were calling me. I'm like, okay, I really want to play with this.
Yeah.
So I started that on my trip to Sioux Falls. Actually, did I start it on the car way down? I might have at the very end, tail end. But I did. I finished, I'm almost done with my scoreboard cowl, the last one that I have to make, except that I ran out of yarn.
Oh.
I had to get some today. I was really tempted to just use a different red in my stash. They were two totally different. I'm like, okay, I really can't do that.
Yeah.
This isn't for me. If it was for me, maybe.
Maybe.
So that, and then I did start a little bit of my Wonder Woman, the Wonder Woman gauntlet ones from the Shop Hop 2. I wrote down two patterns, but I don't remember why. Fading Point and Shoreline Beanie.
So Fading Point, is that the new Hohe?
I think they were in a hot, were you looking at the hot list too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were. And I was like, ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up so I can remember what it looked like.
And it was one of hers that I bought a bunch of yarn for at Shepherd's Harvest last year. I might have to see if I can use it for this Fading Point instead, because that's also really pretty.
Mm-hmm. And the Shoreline Beanie I like because it's got that, it looks like it's mainly like a reverse stockinette. Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's the pearl side or the bump side? Yeah.
Yep.
But then it's got the waves in the normal stockinette. And so it's kind of this nice texture. It reminds me a lot of like the wind sheath.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
So I was like, okay.
I never wear hats, but I like knitting them.
Right, right. And then, I was messaging my son, who's in college, and his girlfriend. I told him for the next thing I wanted to talk about was, I don't remember how I stumbled upon it, but I stumbled upon vintage military knitwear and different patterns. And you can get them at thevintagenittinglady.co.uk. As well as the gloves for servicemen, the Navy watch cap, and the balaclava from the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
They're old stuff. So I was telling my son, I'm like, I'm going to knit you a balaclava. And he's like, cool, I would totally wear that in the winter when I'm doing so, because he'll be doing construction. And he was so excited, but his girlfriend said, ew, no, you're never wearing that, because she doesn't think it looks, you know, nice. So I told her, that's it. I'm going to knit her a hot pink one now. And she's like, no, I'm not going to wear it. So instead, I was hunting around. I'm like, I'll attach a unicorn horn to it for you. And she's like, no. But I did, when I was hunting for a unicorn horn, I did find a unicorn hat that I'm going to have to make. It's got the ear flaps with the little braided whatevers, and then it's actually got a mane of rainbow hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to make that. Probably
reminds
for
me a little
too.
Bit of Rainbow Dash, except Rainbow Dash is not a unicorn.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to find that one. And we'll link all these in the show notes. But yeah, I really like the being able to do the vintage military knitwear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know what I just did when I was knitting, and I don't know if this is a real stitch that I, if I actually did, or if I just goofed it and accidentally unstitched a stitch now. Because it's one of those ones where you do your knit three border, knit two together, go to the end, make one to make up the stitch you knit two together, and then do your border again. And I don't know what I just did.
Okay, I am now horrified about doing that pattern because of all those ends I'm seeing.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Oh my God. I do not enjoy weaving in ends.
Do you want me to weave them in for you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If I do them as I go, it's a little less painful. So right. I might have to just stop every once in a while and do them. That's what I did for that striped hat.
This is the Dr. Zen cowl from Twisted Loop during the Shop Hop. Yeah. And there's more colors that go with it. And yeah, just the way they did it turned out really nice.
I'm going to look up the hat that I made that it had tons of ends. And that's basically what I had to do while I was working on that is just stop every once in a while and weave some in so that I didn't have them all to do at the end because that was just not going to happen.
Right.
It's a kit. Here it is. The 21 color slouch using Blue Sky Fibers wool stock. It. Oh, did you? Yeah. I mean, I love it. I still have to block it because it's a little, it needs to relax a little bit. But yeah, I was really glad that I weaved in ends. Every few rows I would stop and weave some in because it was still a lot at the end. But yeah.
I did a few.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Well, that's like this Two Harbors poncho that I recently finished. It has not tons, not like that hat, but still quite a few scattered, you know, throughout. And so I'm just going to try to tackle a few a day and get it done. Sometimes if I sit down and decide, oh, I'm just going to do like three, then sometimes I'll just finish and be done. But
we should also mention why we're recording in the shop today.
Well, because we like hanging out here.
Well, there's that.
But also our time is limited.
Yes.
Our opportunities are diminishing.
Right. Because we always wanted to record here, but this will probably be the first time we record here and possibly the last time we record here.
Possibly so.
Our shop is closing.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I don't know. I got the news while I was in Sioux Falls, and it was during the blizzard Saturday, and I just kind of sat there stunned the entire day. I think it was Saturday, or was it Friday? When did you message me?
I made you read that right away on Wednesday night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was Wednesday night?
Yes.
Why did I think it was?
Because I knew you were out of town, but I wanted to make sure that you saw it before anybody started talking about it.
Right. Oh, I was. Oh, why did I think it was Saturday? Maybe just because I was just already so gloomy.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. But yeah, because Thursday was when everything was started being on.
I must have.
Blocking it. Well, and you couldn't come because you were out of town. You couldn't come to the shop for right away either.
Right.
Like, so I'm like, I couldn't come Thursday, but I came on Friday to kind of maybe get some opportunities to get some things on sale and use up my store credit that I'd earned.
Right.
It's going to mean a change in stuff. And we come almost every other Friday when I have the day off of work to come hang out here. And so it's kind of a change in lifestyle as well as
right. The
community ends up, you know, we do what we can to stay together. But yeah, a yarn shop is more than just a shop. It's a community and you make friends and have a place where you can, you know, you can always just kind of pop in and sit and knit for a little while, you know, get out of your house and whatever. So, yeah, it's always sad. We've gone through this before, but.
Right. I ended up not going to any other shop, really.
I didn't really either. I would go, there's one that's, you know, well, it's one of the Shop Hop Yarns shops that's not too far away from here. All About Yarn I went to upon occasion. If I was really looking for something and I just couldn't wait to like get to order it or whatever. And I, you know, I like the environment at Darn It anyway, but it's Stillwater's a bit of a hike from here. So But I may, and may again, check I out some of the activities Stephen there. B's,
but that's oh, a yeah. hike too.
Yeah, it is. And some of their things are not necessarily compatible with my schedule.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there are definitely shops that I would go hang out at, depending. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the future holds quite yet. I have been kind of, I get emails from Darnit anyway, and they have a book club meeting the first Friday in May that I might go to. I'm not caught up with the current season of Drag Race, but I did start watching the first season over again.
Yes.
I watched just a little bit, and I'm doing like a journal of the show. I can't decide if I'm going to do I was thinking about doing like a spread for each participant, but right now I'm just doing kind of taking notes on each episode.
Right.
So partly this is just so that it helps me remember, even though this is all on Wikipedia, I can look it up anytime, but writing things down helps you remember them.
Yes.
And it kind of helps you, you know, like be more engaged with what you're doing. So I'm kind of keeping some notes on, like what the challenges were, who the judges were for that episode, and, who won the mini challenge, who wins the main challenge, who had to do the lip sync, what the song for the lip sync was. And what's also fun is that I'm doing it all with pencil. So I'm right. trying out my awesome pencils that I keep buying from CW Pencil Enterprise. So rather than, it seems like I should be doing this in like vibrantly colored pens and stuff, but I really want to use my pencils more. So yeah, I've only watched the first couple of episodes, but it's been kind of fun to revisit it now that I know a little bit
more. What episode
more.
Are you on?
Well, I only watched two, so oh, okay. The next one will be three, but
you haven't gotten to the one where they play the media hosts.
No, I think that's the one that I started trying to watch and then I was getting an error message.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm going to have to do that another time.
Because I think that's one of my favorites, if that's the one I think it is.
I mean, I've seen it before because we had watched, like we got right. together and watched the first two or three seasons over
which,
a few
now we might have to do again.
Well, maybe. But I decided that I really wanted to start back now that I'm a little more familiar with the show and stuff.
Right.
And, but yeah, that first season is just fascinating. It's all glowy. And
how much filter they use? Oh, yeah.
It's kind of amazing. And it's, you know, and it's not, you know, HD or anything. And
right.
so it's on my 55-inch TV. It's a little interesting to watch anyway. Now that I know who some of those people are a little bit better than I did the first time I watched, it's a little bit more fun. So I think those shows might actually have rewatchability.
Yeah.
I don't rewatch a lot of TV, but there are some things that I could see watching.
Well, and then they started doing the Untucked versions.
Mm-hmm.
And so with those Untucked versions, you see more behind the scenes, and I don't have all those seasons yet either.
Okay.
And then there was, of course, Drag U, which there was only a couple seasons of those, but I don't think I have all of those yet either. What subscription boxes have you tried?
So many. a few years ago, I found out about subscription boxes, and I subscribed to a whole bunch. Of the ones that I tried at the time, I think the only one I'm still getting is Birchbox. And that one partly just because it's only $10 a month. So it's not a huge. Well,
the guy's one is 20.
I just got
unless they changed it.
I just got a thing that said it was only 7, but that might be if you get a whole year at a time.
Oh, okay.
But they might have changed the men's one.
I haven't gotten it in a long time, so.
Yeah.
I did like their products, though, but
yeah.
I started getting, like, the same things, which really was frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't.
Unless it's something that I really like.
Right.
Like, there was one time when I was able to choose from a few samples, and I chose one that I have gotten in the past on purpose because I wanted more.
Well, like, I don't know. Like, because, like, you got. I know the difference between the women's and the men's ones I felt was. I mean, it's different, obviously, because it's women and men's products, but. The amount of things you got, like sometimes you said you got full size versions of stuff.
Very, very rarely.
Yeah. But like, our ones were such teeny samples for some things. And some of the other miscellaneous products, it's like, I could do without those. Just give me more of the products, you know?
Sometimes, and I don't know if I'm not sure if I've ever gotten full size, but sometimes they would be really good size samples.
Yeah.
Like not too long ago, I got shampoo and conditioner bottles that were, you know, like bigger even than some of the travel bottles that I've gotten, but that's not necessarily typical.
Right.
And sometimes they are pretty small, but usually enough that I can see if it's something that I like. My biggest problem with Birchbox is that I never go in and review. I just don't take the time to review, and I don't always get around to using the products within the time that I can do the review anyway. So then I'm kind of, you know, not really
benefiting. So you don't always get benefiting. The rewards.
Right. But there's one product, they're the only place that sells beauty protector products, and I really, really, really love the spray and leave-in conditioner. I've ordered that multiple times, and so far I haven't been able to find a spray and leave-in conditioner that I like anywhere near as much, and so I'm like, I'll just keep up the subscription, I'll order the beauty protector every once in a while, but I'm thinking about canceling the subscription because I've got samples piled up that I haven't gotten to for the last 3 months or so, but the boxes are really pretty now. Used to just be plain brown boxes. Now they're really pretty. So now I use them for like storing things.
And we both done NatureBox, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it every other month and I only get 3 snacks now because I forget about it. And I get a lot of oatmeal because the oatmeal I do use.
Right.
I love their oatmeal. So I have those at work when I have, when I don't have yogurt or need an extra snack or something like that. I just have one of those things of oatmeal because I can just throw some hot water in there and it's good to go.
Right.
So, but I do like some of the snacks. The sriracha cashews, love. The little Belgian waffle snacks,
yep.
Love those. But I forget I have them and cause I don't really have anywhere to put them in my cupboards or whatever.
Right.
So I have a very tiny kitchen. So
see, when
they kind of stay in the boxes and then I forget about them.
When I first started, I really liked some of the snacks I picked. I loved the... they were like not cashew power clusters, but they had some other stuff in it. They were really good. And they've switched them over recently and they're not quite the same. And some of the other snacks that I really, really loved are no longer there. So I get them occasionally when I'm craving stuff again, but I do wish the portion sizes were a little bigger.
Yeah.
On some of them. Like the smaller stuff, it lasts forever. But those bigger, like power cluster things, just you get like 2 handfuls.
Yeah.
And you're done. did you do Loot Crate for a while?
I did Loot Crate for a while. I think the things that, for the most part, there were a few things that I really liked in there, but for the most part, most of the stuff was for, like, I am interested in a lot of different nerderies, but mostly not the ones that I was getting in Loot Crate. So, getting all kinds of random stuff that I would end up giving my nephews or
me too,
whatever, was not necessarily awesome. Which reminds me, I have something I should give your daughter. I won't say more, just in case she listens.
No, Jesus, please. It's like pulling a leg. I wish they would. I think their model would be a little better if you could pick themes, like in your profile. These are the things that I would prefer to have. I mean, I'm sure that's probably more work on their end.
Right.
But.
Well, yeah, because I think pretty much everybody gets the same thing.
Right,
and
right.
It just is what it is. But I got it for, I don't know if I got it for a full year, but I definitely got it for a while. And there were some things that I liked, but. Yeah, it just, and I got the like women's accessory one for a little while,
That
I got some kind of cool things, but it was like one thing, and so you know, like a scarf or whatever. But then one time I got a necklace or something that was like for BFFs, and I'm like, I don't have a best friend. What am I going to do with this necklace?
Right.
And even if I did, would she like this kind of stuff? I don't know.
Right.
But some of the stuff I got was cool. I got some Star Trek stretch pants that I only wear in my house.
Oh, come on.
But they were Star Trek, so they were cool.
be adventurous.
Yeah, right. But yeah, what else? I did Pop Sugar for maybe 2-3 months. And I got really cool stuff, but it's expensive. It's
right.
Like, more expensive. It's like $40 or something like that. I did get some really fun things during that time, though. So some lotion that I'm still using, because those were full-size things in there. Some really cool, what are the like bar glasses that, can't think what that kind of glass is called, but they were like, I think they were skylines of different cities, and they were just like cool glasses that I didn't have that kind of style, like what you'd put whiskey in or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're sort of, you know, but like a short-ish kind of
glass
with a good base. And I did get a set of those that I really, really love, but hardly ever remember to use because they're put away in my liquor cabinet.
You have a liquor cabinet?
I do. Well, I have a cabinet that has some paper crafting supplies on it, but it has a locking doors on the bottom, and that's where I keep all my liquor.
Oh, okay.
So it has like a closed off part where I can keep it locked away from people who are visiting, like my nephews.
I don't think I've ever locked up my liquor.
I didn't until I had something to lock it up in, but I just,
I don't even have a cabinet that locks in my house, actually.
It probably isn't actually locked, but I can lock it. That was I thought was, when I got that cabinet, I realized that would be a good place to put all that stuff. And I was running out of space to keep it in my kitchen, because my kitchen is small, as I've mentioned.
Now, I've recently, and this box means nothing to either of us, Battle Box. I get it for my wife, if that tells you anything. It is for the, how do I even describe it? The adventurer, camping, hunter kind of person in your life.
Okay.
Survivalist. So she gets all sorts of like survivalist gear stuff, and there's different levels to it. The basic, the advanced, the... Well, she's a Girl Scout leader, so some of that's been happening, has been helpful. She would love to go camping more often, and she does try to go camping with her Girls Weekend people quite a bit. But she just loves that kind of stuff. Like every Valentine's Day, I buy her power tools. That's what she wants, is power tools. I'm like, fine, you can fix everything in the house all you want. I don't know, I'll sew your clothes. But so like there's different levels of the box, and depending on the level, you get more and more stuff. And the highest level, you get everything plus the Knife of the Month Club, which really, if I had the money, I would totally do that for Dominic. He'd love all the stuff in the box plus getting that knife every month. But there was one, like, so one of the camps that my wife goes to, there's something about the water that makes her not fully sick, but just really ill. Like it really upsets her stomach. And in one of the boxes she got were these disposable water filter pouches. And you just take the pouch, and there was like a 10-pack, and you just put it in the running water. And like, so she filled up a sink, basically, and did it. But normally you would, like in a riverbed or whatever, you'd put it in this riverbed, and you would just let it slowly fill with water. And it's got the membrane of it, like lets water in but not out, kind of a thing.
Then it purifies it?
But then it purifies it. And it's got like it says it tastes like orange Tang or whatever. And so she tried it there, because I said, well, if you really want to give it a shot, give it in there, because you're going to this like the following week when she got it. I said, you know, see if this water afterwards makes you ill. And so she showed all, and of course it was a bunch of Girl Scouts, so of course they were all interested in this too. So she tried it, and you know, filled it up, and it got really full, and she drank like half of it. She's like, yeah, I was not sick at all from that. Because normally she would have to, she did bring anyways, but she would bring like a couple gallons of water with her for this weekend retreat thing that they go to every year. So that was really cool. And she's gotten like a flashlight that can dim, or strobe. She's gotten just the one she just got recently got is a water pack that goes into your backpack and then has the straw, the big straw that comes out. And she's gotten little fire starter kits, little tools, like a first aid kit thing. I mean, just tons of different stuff they do every month. And then when you go on their website, you can see some of the videos of the past boxes. They unbox them and see some of the cool stuff. I really got to buy her some of the old stuff, because some of it's really interesting, and I know she would love it. But she's really been excited. For someone who does not like to spend money, my wife does not like spending money. And I, of course, do. So for me to get a couple boxes and her not getting anything, I mean, I think that's frustrating for her. But she's been really excited when she sees this arrive at the doorstep. She's like, my box is here. So, yeah. So now I don't feel so bad about me getting the next one that I just ordered, which is the sketch box.
Yeah, I knew.
So what is the price of a subscription like to this for camping one?
So there's different levels. And I think the intro level, which gets you about four or five items. I don't remember. It varies, I think. I want to say it's like $30 a month. Might be a little more than that. one per month. But then like the next level is like 70 something or 50 something. And then the next one's 70. And then I think the next, the biggest one is like 120 something. Yeah. So there's different levels and you get at each level, you get everything that's from the previous level as well. But yeah, she's been really excited about them and just the different thing. Like one of them was, the newest box, she got a little portable. I mean, literally it's about the size of my phone and it is a portable camp stove. It folds up to about that. Yeah. Awesome. It folds up to about that thin as my phone, maybe a little thicker, but the sides pop open and then there's little fuel cells that she can stick in there. And then you set your, you know, whatever on top of it. And it just, yeah, it's really tiny. You can just throw it in her bag or whatever. And yeah.
And then you said, if there's something you see from a bigger box that.
Yeah, you can go on, you can on their side.
Just a specific item from a prior one.
Right. So you got Sketchbox.
I did. So we'll see what that's all about when it arrives.
Yeah, we'll have an art day for sure. And we'll just doodle. Doodle. I'm trying to get into just practicing lettering right now because that intrigues me. Being able to make pretty letters and pretty calligraphy. And okay, so here was my question of the week. Question of the week.
So are we doing this weekly now?
You know, it's becoming that way, isn't it? It's just everything happens.
Right.
Okay, so here I thought we need to start discussing some genealogy because that's an interest of both of ours. So I've tested my DNA, tested a lot of my family's DNA. I see what my ethnicity estimates are, but now what do I do?
Well, what do you want to do? I mean, do you have any goals? Well, I think that's the thing. Like, it's easier if you are trying to figure out something. So like if you have a research goal, just like with any other genealogy research, the best thing is or the easiest way to approach it is if you're trying to solve a problem or figure out something. So if you're trying to figure out something about a specific line or something like that, then you're going to try to figure out who your matches are on that line.
Okay.
DNA is one of the things that, as much as I know about it, I've had almost zero time to work on it at all. So while I kind of know, like, I know what to do and what I want to do, I haven't actually had the time to actually sit down and do any of it.
Just not in practice.
Exactly. Exactly. But then I also really, really, really recommend the Family Tree Guide to, I think it's DNA Family Tree Guide to DNA Testing and Genetic Genealogy or something like that by Blaine Bettinger,
which I just got on Kindle.
Good, because it's a really
The white cover and the blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still have the paperback, but I ended up getting that on Kindle just so that I could have it like on my iPad as a reference all the time. It has a really good approach, fairly straightforward written. Understandably, not too technical, or it explains what you need to know that is technical and stuff. And I just think Blaine is a really great instructor.
You'll be proud of me. Guess what else I got on my Kindle?
What?
How to learn the genealogical proof standard.
Which one?
I don't know.
There are a few different books about the GPS.
I don't know. It was just one. And I was like, okay, that looks good. I don't have I have two Kindle accounts and my phone right here has the other one. So I can't. I wonder if my iPad has it. I could pull it up. Maybe.
Like my raising my left eyebrow does not really broadcast through the podcast very well.
No, it does not. Doing that thing that my face can't do. Okay or not. I think my iPad's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't been using it in a long time. So it's a green cover.
Green cover.
So we should mention that tomorrow we're doing the national local yarn shop day. Is that what it is?
Something like that. Yeah. Which apparently it's the first ever. So it's a brand new thing.
Right. So this is going to be an annual and it's going to be 2 weeks after the Minute Shop Hop. Is the Shop Hop going to change its dates? Otherwise that might just be a little bit much.
Yeah. So this is on Knit and Bolts. This is actually from their Instagram.
But I wonder if they would just combine them. Move Shop Hub up two weeks.
No, maybe.
Move it out 2 weeks, I mean.
Well, but then it's like even closer to Yarnover and Shepherd's Harvest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So Ninbold posted.
Yarnover is what, next weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, she does all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's only at, well, whatever Northland Inn is called these days. I don't have anybody's prom to prepare for, so I might go pop over for the marketplace.
Right.
I'm not taking any classes, but. Because originally I thought I was going to be out of town, but I'm not going.
Yarn prom photos.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But yeah, so on Saturday at Nintbold, they're going to have release of special yarns, free patterns with purchase, treats, mystery prizes, and to roll a 4D for a discount. Help us celebrate our first year in business and the first LYS Day 2018. That kind of works out well for them that it's right about their anniversary time.
Right.
Oh, and they have a Blue Sky Fibers trunk show going on. It might be worth a pop in. I love Blue Sky Fibers. They're becoming one of my favorites. Oh, that's right. They have some Minnesota bamboo buttons and some kitty buttons.
Oh, we never did pick up our Minnesota ones, did we?
No.
Because they had them, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah, so this is the thing that I saw the other day, that these two 4D will come in handy during the anniversary and LYS Day. Their geekiness might make them worth a pop-in once in a while.
Right.
I like it.
If I had the money and enough people to join in with me, I would totally buy this out as a co-op.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's just so, well, it's awfully darn convenient for both of us.
Right.
Location-wise. I mean, it's like, I joke that I bought my house because it was, you know, less than 2 miles away from the yarn shop, but it's only kind of a joke. I mean, it definitely was a tick mark in the pro column when I was trying to decide, like, whether or not to buy that house.
Right. Well, and that's, like I was mentioning, because Amy wants to move when we get a new place. She wants to move a little more north, closer to, like, Isani and stuff. And I don't want to because I don't want to drive that far to work. So we were thinking maybe 125th, because then it would still be close enough to the yarn store. Well, now, there goes that.
Right.
There's that excuse to stay closer. This has been a fun knit, I will say.
Yeah, wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Even with all the freaking ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one that I figured that I might, I think I mentioned that that's one that I might pull out and work on sooner than later, just because that's, I don't have to wind the yarn really. I can just roll up the little balls pretty quickly.
I made my mom do it.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to get my mom to do that for me, but I don't actually mind doing,
like, I didn't for give little. My mom the choice. I threw them at her. At the hotel, I'm like, finish them.
She could say no.
She wouldn't. Well, like, she was doing anything else. She was sitting there watching TV on the bed. Doing
oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I had to. The cleaning people, they don't look at our notes, apparently. So not only did they not use Alexa to turn anything on or off, so they use the switches, which then they shut off. So then I had to go around turning on the switches. And for a while, SmartThings had it so that you'd, if you had the switches off for too long, it wouldn't always reconnect them. So you'd have to, like, search for devices, and then all the lights would, like, flicker and then be like, oh, okay, now we're working. We see each other.
Right.
Well, that at least went away. So they were working right away, but it was like I had to go flip everything on. And then I had mentioned, I don't know if you were sitting there when I mentioned, oh, no, because I didn't know this till I got home. They put a trash bag in my recycling.
Oh.
And I'm like, which tells me they didn't read the note that our trash bin is under the cabinet. Or in the cabinet now. Oh. So I opened the door, and sure enough, there was our trash. And I was like, so.
Oh my gosh, did you have to take out your own trash?
Well, we do anyways, but that's one of their things, is that they collect all the trash, and which is nice. But yeah, so I'm going to have to, like, label that cabinet trash bin. And Amy's like, no, we don't. It's in their notes. I'm like, well, obviously they're not reading our notes.
I love how I put on my signal and everybody just keeps on whizzing by.
Right?
Like, I actually do need to move over. I do not want to take 10.
Right. My biggest beef is when they decide to shut down the freeway and they don't put a note on the Lake Drive entrance. And you get on Lake Drive and you cannot get off. You are forced to go, keep going on 10.
Oh.
Because this part is shut. But that is not. So, yeah. So I'm like, if I would have known this, I could have taken a different route to work. But now you're making me go all the way out of my way just to come all the way back. I hate that.
You're talking about like when there was construction.
Yeah. Like when they.
That doesn't happen a lot.
No. Well, surprisingly, overnight, they will close.
Well, they were doing a lot of overnight work for a while.
Yeah.
With the age stuff.
But it's like, just give me a sign before I even get on the ramp. Because once I'm on the ramp, I can't do anything.
Right.
There was one night that I happened to see it. I was like, oh, thank God. So I went a different way. Because then I could take, like, Lexington or Snelling or 49 or whatever.
Yeah.
But once you shoved me on 10, I'm going the opposite direction of where my work is. I thought last night my night was not going to end. We just kept running around and running around. Picked up Amy, and Mikhail's in the car because we just thought we had to pick up Amy and she'd drop us off back home and then go get my mom from work. No, she got in the car and started driving to my mom's work, and I'm like, oh, crap. Well, then we pick up my mom's work, and Amy is so tired, she's not even really paying attention to where she's driving. She drove in a big circle, and we ended up back at my mom's work. And she's like, where am I? Oh, crap.
And my house was above 72 degrees for the first time in ages. Usually that starts happening in March, where my furnace can stop running during the day because it gets warm enough.
Right. But
this year, I think yesterday was the first day. April 20th.
Well, this is the part that I hate about the weird in-between where it's like warm and cold, like day and night kind of stuff. So we had the windows open and turned the air off, or the furnace off, to try and just air out the house and everything.
Sure.
And we closed everything up before we went to bed, but then we forgot to turn the furnace back on. So I woke up at 2 this morning, and I'm like, God, it's cold in here. Thank God I have the smart things on my phone. So I looked, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's 68. Let's turn you back on. So I didn't even have to get out of bed, but I was like, oh, God.
Right.
And, of course, I give off heat, so Amy has no idea that it's that cold in the house.
Right.
I'm like, stop stealing my heat. But no, that was fun. I love that job.
Yeah. He and Megan listened to our podcast.
I know. I was so excited. Although it still feels weird when people are like, I heard your podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's out.
That's a real thing.
And then I stop and go, but our pictures aren't on it. How do you know it's me? Because, like, we didn't say her names or anything. She just came right up to us and be like, I heard your podcast. I was like, how do you know it's me?
Continue straight.
I suppose it's entirely possible that people can recognize our voices as well.
Well, there's that.
It is an audio endeavor, after all.
This is true.
And we were in some pictures that were posted.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
If you looked closely.
Yeah. I wish I lived closer to Nittenbolt.
Yeah.
Just a little. Like, I like where I live.
Someday. I think that all my friends need to, like, get a house together, like the Golden Girls. And
yes! And then have the midnight buffets.
Yeah.
I'm all about the buffet.
Yeah, I can't go faster than the car in front of me. Just FYI. This car is, like...
Oh, my God, they are.
Well, they were closer.
Jeez.
I couldn't see their bumper.
Calm your tits, people. That's my oldest teen likes to say.
Well, it's like, not only can I not drive faster than that car, but I like to have following distance. It is a thing that I crave. I do not want to be that close to the car in front of me, especially when we're driving 50 miles an hour. But yes, we are only driving 50 miles an hour. I get that. But on the other hand, I'm not going to be here that long. Just a few miles.
Do you think I need to beep out the word tits?
You're recording.
As you're yapping away, I'm sitting there going, I wonder if I need to beep that one out. Is that technically a swear word? I don't think so. But some people might find it offensive. Would Apple find it offensive?
That's a good question.
I blame it on my truck driver father. You just get to blame it on your mom.
Well, except that growing up, I kind of always rebelled against the swearing and was like, I'm not going to be like that. As I've gotten older, I'm apparently less patient.
You were like an opposite kid.
Right.
So I see the plane in the sky, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, flashbacks to Sioux Falls when we were staying at my
Stay in the left two lanes.
Family member's house.
Oh, yeah.
She's close to the airport, and my God, those, they felt like they were right on top of her house. Her walls would shake. I was like, Jesus.
Thanks. Yeah, recently I've been hearing planes at night, and it's like, I'm close to the plane airport. Well, we both are. But it's not usual that I hear things that, like, after dark that much, so then I wonder if they're coming from the, it's like a military training base in Arden Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know that I hear helicopters from there fairly regularly, but I was like, what are these planes from?
I can't stand when they do, I swear, it sounds like fireworks at the park right behind my house.
Yeah, no.
It's like my walls shake from that. And it's like, of course, they have to do, it's in the summer, so later at night, which means it doesn't get dark till like 10. It's like, ugh.
My walls freak out my dog and my cat. My walls shake when I have a neighbor who slams one of their doors.
Oh, yeah.
It's very annoying. It's like they don't realize that it's a shared
space.
Right. It's like we share walls, people.
Right. It's like we need to all invest together and build a gigantic dome home that has like a communal living kitchen space, but then like mini apartments.
Yeah.
That was what we were going to do for like our family once.
Built a yarn storage.
There you go. One whole unit is just a yarn store. I think between you and me, we've already got it stocked.
Yeah, probably. And I just bought more. But how can I pass up special LYS day yarns? I can't.
Your mom's missing out.
At least we're only going to 4 stores.
Oh my God, yes. If any reason for a limit of our day, there you go, right there.
Right.
You can't be tempted by what you can't see.
Right. And I did know that Knit and Bolt was going to have a colorway. I don't know that I knew that there were two. But one of them was Wonderland. I can't not buy some Mad Hatter.
Didn't they have three? Because wasn't the Mad Hatter next to it? There was a skein pack next to it?
Was that one exclusive? I saw that combo pack also on the wall, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. I think it's just actually a cool pack that has a larger size one with the skeins.
Oh, right.
I need to move over.
Maybe it was exclusive pattern that I saw on the side.
Oh, there was some stuff where if you bought the yarn, you got a free pattern.
Yeah.
Pay attention to where I'm going. Oh yeah, I need to move over 2 lanes. Now I understand how my mom writes frustrated when no one's helping her. We're talking and not helping.
Right.
Once knew somebody I worked with at the law firm that had a Pampered Chef party that was near here somewhere. And she doesn't live here anymore. She lives in California. But
turn left.
Back in the day, I came here every once in a while. Back in the day, I sold Pampered Chef. It's sort of an ironic choice for someone who doesn't like to cook. But I like tools and gadgets and having quality equipment to use. If I'm going to make stuff, I want the right stuff to use.
Right.
I have a very large collection of stoneware that I never use.
I love their, is that Pampered? Yeah, the new Rock Crocs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because it goes from, stovetop to oven to microwave to dishwasher to table.
It doesn't say it can't take a left turn.
This is true.
And it's a one-way, so here we go. Oh, it turns green anyway.
Good job.
In half a mile, turn.
What was the other thing I did for a while? Oh, and then I sold Stampin' Up! For a while. My sister
sold Avon, and then when I was in high school, and then I kind of took it over, but still in her name. So then I sold Avon. And then, let's see, me and Amy both did Creative Memories. I still sort of do Legacy Republic.
Apparently something right by Stephen B. slowing things down.
Thank God for Google Maps and traffic report thingies on
Apple
there.
Maps.
Yeah,
you Apple. Can only use Apple Maps on
in CarPlay, yes, right?
Yeah,
but both of them, they both have the traffic updates,
which I really, really like.
Yeah,
it's one of the things that I struggle with when using the built-in GPS on my mom's vehicle that doesn't always give you much information about traffic conditions. Let's say it's going to turn yellow before I get going. I've trained myself. That was a lovely running of red lights.
Wow, that
Holy crap, that wasn't even close.
No.
I've been training myself to watch the walk countdowns.
Oh, yeah, me too.
There are some that are misleading. But
right?
I'm like,
I like the ones that actually have the countdown, but the one that's been sitting there with, like, the hand warning symbol for the longest time, like, are you going to turn yellow or can I go?
Right. So I got an alert that Stephen B. tagged himself, themselves on something on Instagram, but then I couldn't figure out what it was. I was like, that's fine. You go tag yourself, but I don't know what you tag. I don't get freaked out by not knowing where I'm going. I'm trusting the GPS. But I, okay, good. We're on the way to 62. Okay.
Was that a dig to your mom right there?
Yeah. I'm just, you know.
It's like, that's what it's there for. Just listen to it.
Great. Now that we figured out that Apple Maps really wants you to take go home after every individual stop that you make.
That's weird.
As long as you manage that, you're
usually okay. I know with Google Maps you can do multiple destination points in one route.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can do that with Apple Maps.
I don't know. I've never tried.
Yeah. Let me open mine up and find out.
Oh, there you go. I did type in all the places that we were going today so that they would be in my destinations already. At some point I'm gonna need to put things in as favorites or something. I have to figure out how to or marked locations or something so that I think I have something accidentally marked that is always there to see if they'll stick for places that I'm likely to go in the future. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what to do about this whole, like, where to hang out and knit thing because, some folks have been talking about, like, Tuesday night it's at Caribou again and as much as I love coffee shops, I also do not like smelling like coffee
right
at home.
Thank God for some nice weather, though.
Yeah, so nice to.
Not the snow just needs to go away.
Yes.
And the lakes need to, like, thaw.
But they're still looking pretty stiff.
They are.
Hey, it's like 50 degrees. You can come out now.
Right?
I did find my, I don't know how to pronounce Nostepine.
I think I did Nostepine. Okay. Nostepine. Yeah.
That was two different things.
Yeah, that was. Let's look it up.
There you go. So I think I've tried using it before. I don't remember how successful I was.
Oh, it's a little tricky.
It is. And then, I have one. So I know I bought one on purpose when I went to Shepherd's Harvest once. That was actually something I was looking for one year when I went. But then I can't find my bag, my Doctor Who bag that has all of my mini skeins for the Doctor Who projects in it. Like, where did it go? So I don't think I took it anywhere. I took pictures of all of them and then stuffed them in a bag.
It's a Scandinavian word that means nest stick.
Okay, but how's it pronounced?
It's the original ball winder. That's what we need to find out.
Well, I couldn't remember what it was called, so I just, like, I literally Googled stick for winding yarn. And it came up. Like, I don't know what else to call it. I can't remember what it's called. Well, it worked.
I wish.
It brought up a YouTube video.
Or a dictionary. Because usually there's the button to say, like, how do you say this?
Continue straight. In a quarter mile, continue on to Minnesota.
I didn't know that was just going. He calls it a nose to pin.
Strange sounding name, perhaps.
It apparently don't have the dexterity to deal through a window.
Not while you're trying to turn, no.
I was grabbing something, but I'm not sure what it was. I've got a lot of controls over here.
That sounds so wrong in so many ways. Amy asked if I was going to sew today, and I'm like, maybe. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. It's like, I just... Once my craft room is set up, it'll be so nice because it's like just the hauling stuff out and then putting it all away. It's like it's just too much work, especially when all I need to do is just a little bit of mending.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what my vision is for switching my rooms too, because that bigger room. Some stuff, I mean, like I haven't exactly figured out for sure what furniture will go into the other room along with the bed.
Right.
Like my cedar chest probably will, and. I haven't quite figured out, because it would be kind of nice to keep a chair in there, too, but it may not fit to it. But I'm trying to figure out how much I can fit in that other room, but I think part of it is just that I'm going to need better storage that's, like, more, like, floor to ceiling rather than just low stuff or whatever, then. So I have plenty of room to store all the crap.
Right.
Were you still there when we were talking about the storage stuff, and someone's like, well...
Yes.
Maybe you have too much. And I'm like, well.
Really, what's too much?
I think I didn't necessarily make great choices when I didn't know. I bought my house only not even a year after I started knitting. I had been crocheting some before that, but not a lot. So I didn't really know how much yarn would keep me.
How much of an obsession it would become.
Right. And, you know, and I wasn't doing shop hop yet then.
Yeah.
Or, you know. There's just so many things that have come up since then.
And there's so many pretty yarns, but only so much time.
Right.
Or it takes, you know, so much time to get through a project that, of course, the gathering yarn to knitting it ratio is always going to be way off.
Right.
And non-knitters or crocheters or crafters, they don't get that.
Right.
They're just like, well, I can't.
55 East.
The people that are like, oh, I can't buy yarn until I knit something. What?
Yeah, I mean, there are some, you know, like some folks that I knit with that they really only have yarn for maybe their next project.
Yeah, my brain can't comprehend that.
Me neither.
I'm like,
and MN110.
But yarn changes a lot. So if you see something, it's not going to be there probably the next time.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean.
Of course, I have my mother to blame for that way of thinking. I told you the R2-D2 story, right?
Remember.
So when Star Wars was out or whatever, I was like 6 or 7, and Kmart, at least this is what it remembers in my mind, Kmart had an R2-D2 robot. I swear to God, it felt like it was life-size. I really wanted it. I'm sure it was like $200. And my mom kept telling me every time we go to Kmart, she'd be like, next time we'll come in, I'll get it for you. Next time. It was always next time. One day we went in there and it was gone. They no longer carried it. And so from that day forward now, I always have this thing of, if you don't buy it now, it will be gone next time. So hence, that has shaped my shopping experience throughout my life. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, and there are some things where I can decide not to get it, and then I don't regret it. But there are things where I know I'm going to regret it if I don't get it.
Right.
I only live once.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, never, you know, I never did that thing once, but I don't know. Like, I really need a special will just for my yarn, I think, just in case.
No, but I do like the idea of an emergency yarn fund. I'm going to have to start doing that.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
I mean, I guess in a way that's what credit cards are for.
Yeah.
But when they're already maxed out, then you're kind of screwed.
There's that. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you go somewhere on purpose. Like
right.
When I went to Rhinebeck 4 years ago. And so you know you're going to be buying.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought I was supposed to talk about Rhinebeck.
No, it's fine.
I would really like to go again. It was fun. But it's not cheap to go to New York and stay. Well, when my mom and I went, we went for more than a week because we were doing some other things.
Right.
To, like, history research, sightseeing, stuff, but the main event was going to Rhinebeck. would I? I keep buying more stuff to make new projects with. Why would I make the old projects? I mean, there is a part of me that sort of appreciates the mentality of, you know, like knitting one thing at a time.
Right.
And, you know, like actually finishing things and not stockpiling things that never get made.
Because, like, if you're not organized
enough.
That's
one of the sites that we looked at.
Okay. Oh.
I think that's one of them.
Because, like, if you don't, like, right away. If you buy a yarn for a specific project, and if you don't right away, like, pair the pattern with the project or write it down on in a bag with the yarn, then, like, a year from now, you'd be like, what the hell did I buy this for?
Well, I try to get that all on Ravelry right away. Like, if I know what I want to use that yarn for, I do try to get the pattern in my queue, and I put the yarn in that queue.
Okay.
It also saves time when you actually start the project.
That's
it's
smart.
There.
See, I need to do that. I should do that.
The thing that's also good about that is when you look up the yarn, it tells you what project you were intending to use it for.
Oh, okay.
So if you're just like, oh, that's a pretty yarn, that could work. Oh, I was going to use that for blah. And then you can either go, oh, I'm not going to make that thing anymore, so never mind. Or you can go, oh, yeah, I was going to use that for that project. I don't want to use it for something else.
See,
so it's a really nice feature.
I need to do that. Maybe I'll do that when I move my craft stuff.
I just wish I could attach my needles. I could attach my needles.
Yeah.
In Ravelry, that would be magical. I have to be on the left.
Turn
I'm
left
like, I think
Rock
I see
Road.
Our destination.
Then turn right onto Market
Square. Oh, yeah.
It's like, we're there.
Oh, that's right. For some reason, I was thinking we were going to Twisted Loop.
Oh, no. I mean,
I'm like, there's no library over there.
I'm pretty sure your prize is at Three Kittens, correct?
Yes, yes, it is.
Like, I was hoping I wasn't misremembering that.
No, you're right.
I mean, I'll go to Twisted Loop if we need to go to Twisted Loop. But...
I have twisted your arm.
It's a little far away for...
Right.
Turn right onto...
Oh, that's right. We still... I was thinking this was our last one. No, we still have Darn It.
Yeah, I still want to go there. The one sad thing
I had three in my head. Three stops. And then that's right. We threw in Stephen B.
Turn left onto Linden Street.
Okay,
then the destination is on your right.
Oh, this is what we did before. I'm not doing that. We did follow that way and it was confusing, so...
Turn left onto Main Street. Then turn left.
Oh, I'm turning into the parking spot. I know where I'm going, kinda. There's Tommy.
Shush. Shush, Siri.
Continue straight.
We're gonna have to get like food soon.
Yeah, that actually isn't a bad idea. Oh, this is.
Do we want? we're not.
I can't go in that way. No wonder it tells you to go from the other
turn
side.
Turn left onto Oak Street.
Yeah,
I will. Turn left onto.
For some reason, I thought you could get in both ways. Silly me. It's a four-way stop. You stopped super far back from the stop sign. Are you good?
No.
Guess I'll go then.
Where's weird. Pizza Ranch for that we stopped? What store was that by?
I think that was near Maplewood Mall.
Oh, okay.
Left onto Linden Street.
There are a zillion of them, though, so, yeah.
Like, Pizza Ranch sounds good.
That does sound good.
Or there's that little 50s diner in Stillwater.
Oh, if you can get anywhere near it on a Saturday.
Right.
That's gorgeous. If it were a blizzard.
Yeah, right.
In a quarter mile,
I think my mom and
the destination is on your left.
Last year, and it
Three
did not
kittens
work.
Needle arts.
No.
I think we were just there with the boys or something.
Well, heck, we went on a day that the kids had no school during spring break, and we went during the day, and there was still like... We had to come back to get a table. It was so packed. It was good food. Mm. If you're ever at Sioux Falls and you're visiting the Falls Park, eat lunch at the Falls
Turn
Overlook
right,
Cafe.
Okay.
They use like fresh ingredients. It was so good. Okay, so I won the prize from one of the door prizes from Three Kittens. And, it is a kit, Get to the Point Cowl, with some, let's open that bad boy up.
That rattling is going to sound awesome on the podcast.
Right? So close to the microphone. It is Classy Shades Frenzy in colorway, does it say? Fern. Nice. It's soft.
Ooh.
It's an acrylic and wool blend with, oh no, it's acrylic and wool. They're just in
looks
different
like
languages.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of like a Gina.
Yeah, a little bit. Gina Chunky?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. And of course, they had a $10 gift certificate in there. So I was able to use that. Thank God this worked out the way it did, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because you would have had to come down here anyway.
Right.
As it turns out. So, I mean, it might have lasted till next year. But why wait till next year when you can spend the money today?
Exactly.
There we are.
And I like that they're one of the other kind of sort of geeky shops. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some of that theme stuff, like, oh my God, the show has escaped me.
Doctor Who?
Winter is coming.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Yes, thank you. I'm like, I know the TV show. Yeah, Snuffy Small Shop, let's do that. just hit that one.
I was like, where did Darn Knit go?
Darn Knit? Where'd you go?
Oh, yeah, my stomach is hungry now.
Yeah, a little bit. No, but
turn left onto Dot Road, then turn left onto Highway 110.
Shush, Siri, I was trying to talk.
She can't see. She can't pick up your verbal clues or inaudible clues.
Right. And they haven't made a
No, they haven't.
Link yet. Telepathic link.
Right.
Turn left onto Highway 110.
Probably do better than that.
Yeah, I think we could.
Not turn left onto Highway 110.
Not that I don't go to McDonald's plenty.
Right.
Just saying.
I no longer do that sandwich shop over there.
Do you not want to name it?
No, I don't really want to name it.
Okay, that's fair.
If I'm going to talk negative about
it. It says it right there. Can't you read it?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, it's a very popular place that makes sandwiches named after underwater transportation devices. That's a tight turn.
In 2.6 miles, keep left to merge onto I-494 East.
You know, I was appreciative that the shop owner was trying to get me the gift without me having to come all the way down here. Just
yeah.
But this worked out better because the gift card.
Well, and so, yeah. It kind of gave us a good excuse to
come back. Yeah,
do a tiny little mini hop for LYS Day.
Right. So. Right. And I had completely forgotten that Off With Your Heads pattern and kit was at that shop, so that worked out really well because I really wanted to make that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, apparently I do too.
Yep.
And I had to pay full price. And then I had to remember that my card I was using had a PIN number. It's a regular credit card. I didn't.
In 2 miles.
They keep asking me for it, so I actually finally put it in my password app. It is a chip card. Oh. It's a regular credit card with a chip. But I actually did remember to put it in my password keeper after they asked, you know, I got asked one other shop.
That's weird that they didn't ask me because mine is. Maybe mine didn't spend enough?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe there's a dollar at which, because then I didn't have, I didn't have to sign a receipt because I put in my PIN number.
Right.
So, which in some ways is fine. I just have to remember what it is because it's not something I use very often. I don't use that card all that much. And then I can go.
Yeah. Stop messing with your hat.
And when I do, I forget that it has a PIN number because that's kind of a new thing. But hey, my signature is getting more and more difficult to put on paper.
Right.
Like, I write one check a month, and I don't really... I've actually been trying to do more writing in some ways rather than doing everything electronically, but
right.
I still don't make my... like, write my signature, sign my signature, all that often, so it's getting a little hard to read. I might go right by the heart, but I don't think I signed anything. They were doing anything. Or if they were, I just...
I just saw, I was looking at Knitting in the Hearts website to see if they mentioned anything, and they didn't. But then they have this transient knit along, and I like the way it looked. So I'm wondering if the pattern, at least, is up on Ravelry. I took a screenshot of it, but what does that say? Yep, Knit Pearl Hunter, April to make a transient. Oh, there it is. Awesome. Oh, I think those are the people that did the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'm like, I recognize that design.
Yeah, we're going to Stillwater on a Saturday.
It's going to be dangerous.
unfortunately, it's not the height of, like, season yet.
Right.
It's still free parking time, so. This car is so different from, like, how it handles is so different from my old one. I mean, it is 10 years newer, so it should be different.
Right.
But I can get going so fast in this thing without realizing it. With the old one, if I hit, like, 65, 70, it started to get a little, I could tell.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, not necessarily shimmying, but definitely a good vibration. And in this
immediately
one,
like, I heard no two problem. Songs in my head.
Yes. Ooh, Punch Pizza. Have you ever been to Punch?
Nope. Do I ever leave my city? Nope.
There is one in, just now in 96 now.
Do I ever leave my city? Nope.
It is technically outside of Circle Pines, yes. But it's not that far.
I've never been to Keys Cafe either.
I've been to, like, all of them. Actually, I think I figured out that there's one that I haven't been to yet. But there's one really close to work. So I've been to that one a few times. And then there's one in Roseville. There's one on University.
One right there.
Well, there is one.
That's
probably the one I haven't been to.
That's why I just said I haven't been to Keys Cafe either.
I just thought it was a Key Inn. It wasn't a Key
Inn. No, it says, and then there was Keys Cafe and Bakery.
Oh, all right. So that, I think, is the one I haven't been to.
I'm so uncultured.
Is Keys the one that has one in downtown Minneapolis? Because I've been to that one.
I think so.
Yeah. Apparently these tires are... Okay, again, I turn on my signal and he speeds up.
Right, I can't stand that.
I do not want to take Inwood, so it's going to be fun. Okay, that's okay. There are other cars in the same place. I'm going to just be in front of them. Whee! Didn't expect this to be so busy at this time of the Saturday.
Right.
I'm Uber Lobster.
Five guys.
I only have been there once.
I have five guys. Maybe a six for good measure. And then they can throw in some burgers and fries.
Been there once with my friend Molly.
Oh, that's right.
She texted me yesterday. Actually, I need to get back to her.
This one that travels around?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's assigned in different places for work. And she's in town, and I forgot to text her back last night after I got home. But we stopped at the one in Shoreview right by the not well the next day, but I still don't have any idea. It didn't necessarily have anything to do with that. It just happened to be the last thing I eat.
Right.
So I haven't gone back, but I have not heard that there are normally a lot of problems with people who eat there. They seem to be popular, so I really should give it another try.
The fries were amazing.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember if I had them. I must have gotten fries. It was a few years ago now. So.
You blocked it from your memory.
A little bit.
Turn left onto St. Croix Trail South.
St. Croix. Oh, Siri.
St. Crocs? Just like the La Crocs?
I think she was probably into pronouncing it a little bit more in actual French. It's just not what we say. I think Croix is something closer than it's actually supposed to be. I don't think it's supposed to be Croix. That's us crazy Minnesotans interpreting French.
I blame it on the Canadians.
Well,
I can pick on them because I have over 300 Canadian relatives, so.
I have plenty of them. I mean, it turns out I'm French Canadian, so I'm related to way more than 300. I already had some that moved to Canada that were not originally from there. I mean, technically, I'm probably related to some of the people that we know who also, I mean, I think I haven't done enough research to know exactly how all this works, but pretty much all the French Canadians are related to each other, just really distantly.
Well, if you have any Rosties in your tree,
I don't know yet.
Then we're related.
Which reminds me, I still don't get any notices from the We're Related app, and my mom is still getting notices. I never do. And then I actually went in and it disconnected me from everything. So I reconnected to stuff and it said that I might be related to one of my
genealogy acquaintances that I friended a bunch of years ago when I was really trying to get into the blogging scene.
Right. Not just a cafe.
Cute. Next to not just a bar.
Not just a bar. Nice. Mash. That would be a fabulous store. That park had a Legion Field or whatever. But
oh,
we're like,
I need to hit a Pokestop.
Where the outfield is, there's like stuff in the way. I'm like, how do you use that field?
Oh.
There's an ice skating rink. There's a something else over there. I'm like, you have like no outfield. Like, I don't know sports and I don't know baseball or softball or whatever, but I know what an outfield is and you don't have one. You have the infield, the gravel part, and then you've got like 10 feet and boom, there's something in your way.
Interesting.
Unless they're playing like kiddie softball or something.
Maybe.
What do they call that? Little League?
Well, no, Little League is a different thing.
Oh.
Although even when I played softball in elementary school, there's like T-ball.
That's
even
what
in
I'm
T-ball,
of.
You have outfields.
Right.
I played that a little bit and then softball when I was in elementary school. The Parks and Rec place, not too far from where we lived. Again, we were in the city, so nothing was too far away. Wisconsin.
So, okay. So my daughter tells me about, there's a kid that she hangs out with. I think that, he's from somewhere else. I don't remember if it's, he's not from Minnesota. And I don't remember if it's Southern or if he's from the South or if he's from like California or something, but he always makes fun of our accents. And we're like, we don't really have an accent. He's like, yeah, until you say the word bag, it's bag, you know? So now Courtney will do that on purpose. She'll be like, ooh, look at your bag. And then her friend will chime in and like start doing really Minnesota stuff and they'll go back and forth. And he's like, oh, shut up. Well, now I do it. So when we were doing the shop op, I would listen. I would hear people, oh, that's a pretty bag. And I'm like, oh my God, she was so right.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you ever need to like jumpstart, like you're trying to do the Minnesota accent, and you need to jumpstart into it. You can't just go to the you betcha and whatever. You got to start with bag. Because once you do bag, then, you know, you can just go right into it.
How to talk Minnesotan is more than just how you pronounce things, though.
Right. It's changing words.
I went to the...
Got to have your hot dish.
Yep.
And not casserole.
The most classic part, of course, though, is the Minnesota goodbye. Something on PBS. I mean, I've been to the play at the, like they did that at the Plymouth Playhouse.
Oh, how to talk Minnesotan.
Yeah, and I think I saw a piece of it maybe on PBS not too long ago. Like I was doing something, and I was like, "Oh, it's the Minnesota goodbye." And I mean, like it gets so bad, you know, because you don't want to say goodbye and. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's dark now. Just stay overnight.
Right. Oh, my God, we do.
It's fine.
Yep. I was reading a book, and I was reading.
Yay! Yay for books.
But no, there was this one that I had never seen the Oasis Diet Cafe open before. Look at that.
Yeah.
But I was reading this one, and he's talking about this one character's from Minnesota, and he was talking about this thing called hot dish. One of the characters was, and it's I guess it's this tater tot thing. And I'm like, our hot dishes do not just always have tater tots. We have other things as well. We have sometimes, you know, we have goulash type hot dishes.
Oh goodness!
I was all like up in arms. I wonder if we're gonna even find parking in here.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, this is down here is where you go for the paddle for this.
Yep. Yeah, I've been on the Jubilee too. That's where I had to do a photo shoot for a wedding.
My friend Barb's wedding was on one of those boats.
So was my friend Nate's. Oh, look at that parking.
Yeah.
We might have to hoof it.
Maybe.
No, I'm just going to talk like that all day just to be annoying.
This place.
Yeah. Oh, there was one there too. And there's one. And there's a couple more. That person don't know how to park. See, I try to do a Minnesota accent. Sometimes it becomes more Mexican or sometimes it becomes more Irish. I don't know. I'm not good with accents. Except apparently country.
In class, we had to read the book, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. Mm. And it's when I had been going to Tennessee almost every year for vacation. And so the teacher had everybody read, and it was my turn. And I read my paragraph, and she's like, okay, keep going. And I read more. Okay, keep it. Just read the rest of it. Because I was doing all the accents and didn't even realize it.
Thank you for listening. You can find our show notes and other episodes on our website at superchunkypodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or other podcasting services.
Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast Show with your host, Christian Burt.
Do I say show?
Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast Show with your host, Christian Burt. Today is Friday, April 20th, 2018, and this is April 3rd. Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast Show with your host, Christian Burt. Today is Friday 20... Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast Show.